Use you tonight. Thank you for being surrendered vessels to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has been among us tonight. Can you feel Him? I tell you, it's not all about feeling, but I like to feel Him every now and then. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord for it. I want you to take your Bible tonight. Turn to the book of Matthew chapter 28. The book of Matthew chapter 28. The Lord has laid on my heart just to do what I'm doing this evening in follow-up work for our Vacation Bible School. I try to do this, God willing, every year if I can, and the Lord has laid this on my heart for this hour here. So relax and so on. This is not a full message, just trying to guide our church and trying to win other people to Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 28, verse number 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Speaking to you tonight on following up on a child. Following up on a child. Tonight we're just focusing on our follow-up work after Vacation Bible School. Father, help us now. Guide us heavenward. May the will of God be done. Thank you for meeting with us in Jesus' name. Amen. God gave us a great Vacation Bible School. He really did. According to our records, we registered 366 children, had 52 of them make salvation decisions, and 7 adults on Friday night who responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ. God gave us a great week. But my friends, listen to me, our work is only just beginning. What I mean by that, the Lord Jesus is very interested in children. Matter of fact, we can see in passages of Scripture, such as Luke 18, 16, and 17, and other passages, that He loves the children of the world. And He desires to save every last one of them. Now, with this being said, we need to be reminded of the thousands of boys and girls who are living in our area here who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of the ways that we try to reach these little ones is through our Sunday school, it's through our bus ministry, through our Cadets for Christ program, and through our Vacation Bible School that we have once a year. And we saw hundreds of children come to our VBS, and many of these precious little ones trusted Jesus Christ during this program. And I just simply want to say, praise the Lord for every boy and girl who made a profession of faith. Somebody says, how many of them got it? As many of them as believed it. That's how many of them got it. You know, I'm tired of people thinking, well, you know, you mean you had 50-some people in 1 week? Yes, we had 50-some people in 1 week. They had 3,000 in one service in the book of Acts. Had over 5,000 in another service in the book of Acts. All I'm saying to you is God's still in the saving business. God's still saving people. And He's saving children, adults alike. Praise God for the young lady who came this morning, brokenhearted and trusting Christ as her Savior, and looks up at you when I'm dealing with her, and she says, yes, I'm trusting Jesus and Jesus alone. Folks, there's nothing that compares to something like that. Don't ever take for granted when people are walking the aisle here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. But let me say this to you. When a person opens their heart and they trust Christ as their Savior, our job as a church is not finished. It's only just beginning. What I mean by that is we must continue to follow what is given here as the Great Commission. Attempting to get them baptized. The baptism has nothing to do with their salvation. But God cannot bless their life the way He wants to unless they follow Him in the first step of obedience in believer's baptism. And then teaching them in all the truths of God's Word. Now tonight I want to just guide our church's attention, and I want us to be unified seeing the great responsibility that we have. We had a great week. People worked hard. I'm talking about people knocking doors, the buses running five days that week. I mean, God used the people of Buffalo Ridge in a great way. But let me say this to you. I remember what Dr. Curtis Hudson once said. He said that whenever they would have a big day, we had a big week, but the same principle applies. He said he didn't have a big day necessarily for that day. He had a big day for the follow-up work after it. And what I mean by that is there are many of these people whose children came on the buses They're in vacation Bible school, and many of these moms and dads don't attend church anywhere. Many of these moms and dads do not know Jesus as their Savior. Many of these guardians need to trust Christ. You know, one of the beautiful things about following up on a child, by the way, this is why every Sunday school teacher should try to get into the homes of those children that visit in your class that week. It's why every bus captain needs to get in the home of the children who visit your bus route, because following up on a child is so important. Let me tell you why. Number one, they can be led to the Lord in the home. If they come to church and do not trust Christ, what an opportunity in the home to try to lead them to Christ. Number two, they can be encouraged, if they're saved, to be baptized and attend church faithfully in the home. Number three, their parents and or guardians can be led to Jesus Christ during a visit in the home. And their parents and or guardians can be encouraged to be baptized and attend church faithfully. Now, before I give you a sample approach to use, because what we've made available for our church family is this. Miss Stephanie Krause has worked hard to do this, and I appreciate her doing this. She has put together these visitation cards. They're out here in the lobby. They're divided by bus route, by geography. In other words, Kingsport, those in Gray, those in Jonesboro, those in Johnson City. I encourage every person to get burdened for your Jerusalem. If you live in Kingsport, get a burden for Kingsport. You live in Johnson City, get a burden for Johnson City. And these cards that are available out there, I want you to go two by two now. Nobody go by yourself. Go two by two. Take somebody with you. And these cards are made for follow-up work. And these cards are made on two types of children. They're the children who do not regularly ride the bus. In other words, the children who came to Bible school, who come on a weekly basis, their card is not out there unless they got saved during vacation Bible school. So these cards deal with two different people, those who do not typically come here, or those who made a salvation decision. Now, this being the case, I want to talk to you about following up on a child. And I am convinced in my heart that God is not through saving people. God wants to use Vacation Bible School not just to reach these 59 people, but also use their decision to help reach their own sphere of influence. What I'm talking about is every boy has a guardian that he's living with at home. Every girl has a guardian, whether it's a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a grandma, a granddad. They're not living alone. There's somebody taking care of them in the home. And what I'm saying to you is that every person, whether it's a child or an adult, has a sphere of influence, which means if God saves that person, it opens the door for the whole sphere of influence around them. You understand what I'm saying? So every child who trusted Christ, we now have an open door to go into that home and try to win that family to Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be great next week, the next several weeks, to see a mom and a dad and a little boy and a little girl walking the aisle because their boy or girl came to Vacation Bible School, they got saved, one of our soul winners went in and led the whole family to Christ, and the whole family's coming to join the church. Now, if you don't think that can happen, you listening to me? Your God's too small. I'm telling you that God wants to see things like this happen. And He wants to use us to do it. And let me give you some thoughts before I give you this sample approach here. As you're visiting, pray for the child and their family. Before you go into that home, pray for them. Number two, perceive the potential in that child. Are you listening to me? Dr. Gene Lashley, sitting right here, my Moses, had a lot of, he still has a lot of influence in this area, this church, around the nation, different parts of the world. But believe it or not, he used to be a child. And God saved him, grew him up, matured him. I was saved under his ministry. God has used this man in a great way, but there was a time when he was a child. Now, here's what I'm saying to you. See the child for who he or she can be. D.L. Moody was once a kid. Billy Sunday was once a kid. George Whitfield was once a child. All I'm saying to you, see the potential in that child. Let me give you another thought here. Prioritize going into the homes of these people. Somebody says, I just don't have time to do it. Just don't have time to do it. I understand if work schedule, you know, affects that because you can't be in two places at once. But I've learned a great lesson. When it comes to the things of the Lord, I'm not talking about getting involved in everything, but I'm talking about doing something for Jesus. You do what you want to do. What I mean by that is anybody can take one of these cards and follow up in the next week. No matter how busy you are, there's some time that you can find and prioritize and get into these homes. Prioritize it. And then pursue them until that particular visit is done. Now, let me give you a sample approach as you go into the homes, because what I'm encouraging you to do, I'm encouraging you to go by the table tonight, and if God's working on your heart, grab some cards that are around your geographical area. Find a partner, whether it be your mate or somebody else in the church, men with men, by the way, ladies with ladies, going out soul winning. Hope that's a given by now, right? By the way, if a lady gets a call from a man asks you to go visiting with him, call the pastor first and make me aware of that, if you wouldn't mind to do that, and we'll take care of that business very quickly, all right? That's not going to happen, God willing. I hope it's not going to happen. Take some visits. Here's a sample approach that you can use, all right? Here it is. When you get to the door, knock on it. Don't just stand there. Some of you will catch that by freight, you know, sometime tomorrow. Can't you imagine just going up there? Nobody's come to the door. Well, you got to knock on it first for glory, you know what I'm saying? And when you knock on it, be firm with your knock. Now, don't beat the door down, but be firm with it. What do I mean by that? I'm saying this. Your knock says a lot about your message. If you knock on a door like this, you know what you're saying about your message? It's not very important. I really hope you're not home, and if you are home, I really don't want you to hear it. So, you know, I'm just doing this out of duty. No, be firm enough where you're letting them know by your knock, hey, come to the door. I got something to tell you, folks. When they open the door, introduce yourself. Don't just, as soon as they open the door, don't just say, are you going to heaven when you die? If you do that, they think you've come to mug them or you're getting ready to shoot them or something. You know what I'm saying? Introduce yourself. Hello, my name is Jody Jenkins. This is my wife, Becky. We're from Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, where your child, such and such, because you'll have their names, your child, such and such, attended our vacation Bible school. And if you wouldn't mind, we'd like to come in and share with you the main message that they heard, because we want the parents to be well aware of what their children's hearing when they come to our church. Thank you for letting them come, by the way. God bless you for that. Do you have just a few minutes so I can share this message with you? No, I don't really have time to do that. That's okay. Let me leave you a package of material from our church. We'd like to come back at a later time. God bless you. We hope to see you in church on Sunday. Keep the card, go back again. Whatever the case may be. Let's just say that they let you in, all right? You can share so many things with them, but what are we there for? We are there to win people to Christ. And a great way to do it is by telling them at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, we want to be upfront and honest, because it's the truth. With those who allow their children to get on our buses, we want to be upfront and honest with you. And we know that you would appreciate this, because I would appreciate somebody telling me about what my kid's going to be learning. And if your child comes to Buffalo Ridge, here's the main message they're going to learn while they're there. Now, you see what I just did? And then you start going into the gospel. You start sharing the hand, or you start sharing your testimony, whichever approach that you use. And I actually forgot to do this. Where's Bob at? Where's Bob? Where is somebody has an office key? Brother John, you got my office key? There is a stack of these papers on my table in there. I want everybody to get a copy of this as they leave, because this outline that I'm giving you, I'm going to put it in your hand tonight so you can have it right here in front of you, all right? I just forgot to bring them over. I appreciate Brother John doing that. But share the gospel right there. Whenever you get to the end of the gospel, ask the parents, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven when you die? According to what you just heard? It's great when somebody says, I mean, it's not great, but you understand it's great when somebody says, no, I'm not sure of that. Would you like to know? Yes, I'd like to know. When somebody does that, oh, there's something inside you just says, it's getting good around this place now, you know? All I'm saying to you is this, friends. As we follow up in the homes of these children, if they're saved, we want to follow up on them. We want to make sure that they understand their decision, but we are there to spread that message to those in that home. And the way you do it, you gather them together and you say, I want to share with you the message that they're going to hear when they come to Buffalo Ridge. You go through the gospel, ask the parents or guardians if they're 100% sure that they're going to heaven when they die, act accordingly, and then ask the child if they're 100% sure they're going to heaven. If they say yes, ask them how they know. Well, I got saved at Bible school. Well, tell me about that. They say, well, I went and prayed for my dog. And they prayed for Fido to get better. And when I got home, I'm telling you, he was just eating up a storm. Well, what's that tell you about that kid? They didn't understand what they were doing. But at least you're leaving the gospel at home. You're planting the gospel at home. But let's say that they do understand what they're doing. You talk to them about their vacation Bible school decision and all of that. If they have assurance, you can start talking to them about baptism. I've got all this on this paper that you'll receive as you leave, so that's why I'm just hitting the highlights on this. All I'm saying to you is this. When you follow up on a child, if it's a decision, you're going to use that decision to say, you know, to go into that home. In other words, if a child has come to vacation Bible school, and they just visited, but they didn't make a decision, then you're going to share with the whole family the main message you know that they're going to hear. However, if you get a card out there that says that they got saved, then you're going to use that as your approach for the gospel. You're going to go in, and you're going to say, hello, my name is Jody. This is my wife, Becky. We're from Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. We appreciate you sending Junior to vacation Bible school. He or she made a very important decision that I know that you would want to know about. We'd like to come in and talk to you about that. You see what I'm saying? You go in and you share the gospel with them and say, now, Junior went back, he was dealt with and so on, and he asked Jesus to come into his heart. Is that true? Yes. Did you mean that? Yes. Great. Mommy, Daddy. You can tell I've got kids, Mommy and Daddy, but Mommy, Daddy, if Junior died today, according to the Bible, he would go to heaven. Let me ask you a question, would you? Now, don't you think you're going to get the parents' attention right there, friends? Use this as an opportunity to get the gospel out. And if you deal with the child and they have assurance and all this, this is all on this paper here, just follow this paper, then you're going to deal with them about baptism. You're going to talk to the parents about the next baptismal service, what baptism is, all of this. And try to get the parents to come to the baptism service. The next baptism service here is Sunday, July the 22nd. It's typically the last Sunday of the month, but I'm moving it back because I'll be out of the country on the 29th. We'll be in the country of Chile. So we're doing it on the 22nd. So if you take some of these and try to get the parents to come see their child baptized. We do not baptize children without getting written permission. This is all on this paper. All I'm saying tonight is this. God gave us a great week at Bible school. He really did. And God can use these decisions and these visitors to give us an open door to get into the home. And as we go into the home, we use, whether it's the decision they made or just the visit they made, as a springboard to get to the gospel message with the parents and the guardians. And then we just see what the Lord does, take it where the Lord takes it. And if people get saved, make notes of it, all these other kind of things. And let's beg God that people will trust Christ through this follow-up effort. Amen, friends. That's what we're doing. We're going to pray in just a moment. Ask God to help us as we follow up as a church family. And I want you to pray as you make these visits that God will use the gospel message any way He wants to use it on these visits. And understand that the devil's going to fight against it. But we just prioritize and go on anyway. Amen. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Shall we do that? I'm going to ask these girls, if you wouldn't mind, to come up and for our invitation, I want you to sing that song, It's Through the Blood, if you wouldn't mind to do that. Tonight, the invitation is really just open to anything. I'm just talking to the church about follow-up work, about getting to the homes of these children to follow up with their moms and their dads. I'm just talking to the church about that. And I hope many of you will take these cards on your way out and follow up. But maybe God spoke to you during the song service. Maybe God encouraged your heart through the music of these young ladies. Maybe God encouraged your heart about the testimonies of these teenagers. I don't know how God's working with you, but I want to give the Lord an opportunity to move. You might be here tonight and do not know Jesus as your Savior. I highly recommend Him to you. He's a wonderful Savior. Been good to me. If you're lost tonight, won't you come? Let us take a Bible and share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ. However God's dealing with you, I want you to leave your place as they sing in just a moment. I want you to leave your place and do business with God. Father, help us, I pray. May the will of God be done. If somebody's been encouraged through the music, help them to come. If somebody's been encouraged with these teenagers' testimonies, help them to come. Somebody needs to be saved, help them to come. If the church wants to come and pray for the follow-up work, help them to come, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. They're beginning to sing right now, if they wouldn't mind to do that. If God is speaking to you, how about some folks who are going to be following up on some of these children? Why don't some of the leaders of this church get out of your seat, come and pray for this follow-up work? Would you do that as they sing? Let's talk to God about these things. Let's talk to God about this. Let's talk to God about the follow-up work. Let's talk to God about going into these homes. If God's encouraged you through these, through the singing, if God's encouraged you through the testimonies of these teenagers, come. Ask God to help you with this follow-up work. Talk to the Lord.
Why should I be present?
There's power to pray in church.
Why should I enter?
Let's pray and ask God to help us.
After all the sinful living and the wicked one I've been.
Talk to God. Speak to the Lord.
In the presence of Jehovah, as I bow before God's throne, the accuser of the brethren starts to read the things I've done. When I hear the awful charges, one question fills my mind. Why should I not be put in hell to suffer?
Just pray right there at your seat for the follow-up work, asking God to move.
It's through the blood. That's all I have to plead. It's through the shed for me, not by works of my own righteousness, for filthy rags are they, but because of that old ragged tree, Jesus died upon dark Calvary. That is my only plea. When I look to Jesus and the price He paid for me, I will lift my voice in praise to Him.
Think about it, meditate on it.
And shout the victory.
Think about it as they sing, rejoicing in your heart.
It's through the upon dark Calvary, that
Father, we love you tonight and thank you for the privilege to pray. Thank you for this church and the power in a praying church. And I pray for the follow-up work now as we are focusing our attention and gathering our thoughts toward this great endeavor. Thank you for the 52 children who made professions of faith. I pray they meant it and got it and really got saved. Pray for the 7 adults on Friday night. The closing program, we respond to the gospel message. And I pray for this church as we follow up in these homes that you'll give us the power of your blessed Spirit, that you'll guide our thoughts, give us wisdom and direction. And I pray that many more decisions will come as a result of this week of Vacation Bible School. Keep your hand upon this church. Bless it in a mighty way. And help us as we leave to do our part this week in trying to win people to Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me give you just a few instructions as you leave. The ushers are going to have these papers out at the back. So as you leave, take these. It's a sample approach for you to use. These cards are available on that table out in the lobby. If you want to take some of those and follow up on them, please do not take them and hold on to them for long periods of time. Try to get to them as soon as you possibly can. All teenagers and parents and the trio and this singing group, you're going to be going to the gymnasium for a special snack. And then all bus workers, if you are in the bus ministry at all, drivers, bus captains, secretaries, whatever it is, I'm going to go ahead and dismiss you at this time. If you wouldn't mind to go down to the blue room, I'll be down there in just a moment. We have just a very brief meeting with you, a very short meeting with you, and that'll be good. Let's all stand together and we'll be dismissed, asking the Lord to be with us. Again, I hope you know what you're doing, and that'll be great. Father, bless now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, friends. Thank you for coming. Love you. We'll see you on Wednesday night, okay? All the sign-up sheets are out there if you have anything you need to sign up for as well.